Fraser, another silver medal. You must be thrilled.
Well, it's bittersweet. I mean, you know, 100 laps of racing, and it came down to the last sprint and about, you know, not even half a bike length for the World Championship jersey. So, you know, that's a tough one to swallow. But, you know, I honestly, I didn't have the best race starting out, so I have to blame myself for that. I didn't race very smart in the first half of the race, and luckily I was able to make a little bit of a comeback and gain a few points towards the end, but it wasn't quite enough.
So what changes would you have made, or what would you have wanted to do differently in that first half?
We just didn't start out very hard, and the harder races typically suit me a lot better, so I'm more used to a race of attrition where, you know, everyone's trying to go for the laps, but this came down more to a little bit of tactical play and setting up for the positioning for the sprints, which isn't really my strong suit, but I had to adapt, and luckily I was able to make up a bit of ground, but like I said, it's tough. It's a tough loss.
10 days ago, though, you guys were wondering if you were even going to make it here, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah, I definitely have to keep perspective. I mean, 2 days before we were supposed to fly here, I was literally couldn't get out of my bed, and you know, I was very close to not making the trip in the first place. So if I think back to that, I have to be proud of myself, and certainly have to be proud of my team for supporting me through that, and for us to pull together and come away now with our fourth medal at this World Championship.
Congratulations, thank you.
Thank you.
What was the problem? Why did you nearly miss the championships? I didn't know, sorry.
I had a bad crash in Hong Kong. Just an unfortunate accident, but I suffered a concussion.
Right.
And it was just a very slow process to come back from that and recover from that.
When was the accident?
In Hong Kong, during the last World Cup.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah.
Right.
With the crash 2 laps from the end, was that... Did you... happening?
Fortunately, I had very good position towards the end. I was right at the front, so I heard it happening, but you know, I didn't see it, and I really tried to keep my focus. And but yeah, it's always a little bit unsettling, but I was very lucky not to be involved, and hopefully all the riders are okay.